It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's the kind of intra-agency battle that rarely gets played out in public, but Wisconsin regional planning and highway officials decided to do just that when they publicized that they were missing $47 million from their budgets due to Department of Transportation changes. The state DOT says the money isn't gone, but will be part of future budgets. Planning officials say they haven't been able to get any more specifics than that. Rich Kramer reported on this story for WPR this week. He is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he's the host of The West Side with Rich Kramer. Welcome to the program, Rich.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Suss this out for us here. Regional planning officials say $47 million in federal funding is gone from urban road projects, and State Department of Transportation officials dispute that. They say that no federal funding is lost. Tell me what both sides are saying here.
Okay, so last week we started hearing the first of the officials basically speaking out on this. They were in Green Bay. They said that there was some money that was gone. They said that between Green Bay and Appleton, it was like $3 million each. And this was federal money that the state allocates to the locals. Said that it was a year's worth that had simply disappeared. So that got a lot of people's attention. This week, you know, there were officials in Madison started saying the same thing or asking the same questions out loud. But the DOT says that, as you mentioned, none of these organizations have lost their funding. These are, we're talking about regional regional planning commissions or metropolitan planning organizations. So it's this kind of cascade of how the money gets handed down to the locals. But they're kind of wondering what happened to the funding for 2018.
So what is the DOT saying anything about what happened? Did they change their schedules? Talk to me about that.
Well, they're saying, I got a message from Christian Schneider, who's a newer spokesperson for the Department of Transportation. And they said that he told me in no uncertain terms that no metropolitan planning organization, none of these regional groups have lost money or is losing their federal funding. He said that there was a delay in, so this funding comes in cycles. Mm-hmm. And generally it's been a 5-year cycle. But I was told by Christian Schneider that the DOT, the state was debating for about a year whether or not to use federal or state funds for this particular program and a lot of other programs, and we can get more into that later. But he said because of that delay, they changed it to a 4-year cycle instead. So it might look like the money's gone, but it's not. He said that the projects, there was $47 million used to fund projects through this program this year from previous year's cycles, basically. So no money disappeared. It was an accounting change.
Okay, so does this $47 million go back into the budgets of these municipalities next year?
No, well, they get new funding when the cycle starts next year, supposedly. I mean, under the way the program is. So they'll get something. But they're saying that, you know, shortening it, I've been told it makes sense from an accounting perspective, but it still doesn't explain what happened to the money that was scheduled for this year.
Right.
And the money, the $47 million that DOT says was spent this year, that was likely. I haven't been able to confirm that, but generally what happens is you program the money, you spend it after, you know, you spend it in the next program. And then when you get the new program, you start planning again. This all takes a long time to get to the actual road. So my guess is that's what's happening here, but it's really complicated. And when you have two sides that are saying opposite things, it puts a reporter in a weird spot.
Yeah, but it's almost kind of like a show me the money thing. Yes, I get that it's an accounting change, but meanwhile, Green Bay and Appleton and Madison and Eau Claire and highway systems are not getting the money that they were promised and that they have plans for, and they have to figure out how to change their plans to get their roads repaired.
That's part of what I've been hearing from the locals is that it was trickier yet because they've already, you know, they were told what they were going to get this year. They programmed for it, meaning they started the planning process, which is by itself, you know, you spend money on designing things, and they say that the funding that they were supposed to get allocated didn't show up. So I did follow up with the DOT with a number of questions as to, you know, why was there an accounting change beyond the delay? Why did they change it to a four-year program? Also, where did the money go for this year, et cetera? I asked to look at the documents, basically, and I haven't gotten a response yet.
Okay, and so regional planners, do they take the DOT at their word that the money will come at some point, or are they afraid that this is just gone?
Well, it depends. Some folks are a little, they've got suspicions that the money might have been used for something else because the budgets have been very tight. But I spoke yesterday with another official who didn't want to go on the record, but said that, you know, they're going to kind of hope for the best. They're going to, you know, so they said it's possible that this is just some kind of a confusing accounting issue, but they're very skeptical. So they're going to wait and see at this point.
Any speculation where that something else may have gone to? Do people have ideas?
I've heard Foxconn come up a couple times, but you know, it's the whole. It just reminds me of the whole mega project versus local debate that's gone on forever. You know, the people in the more rural areas are always claiming that the money that they are supposed to get is actually funneled to large super projects like in Milwaukee or Madison. Mm. So that's an old debate. And this could be part of that, but I think what they're also kind of, what's springboarding that idea is that there was an additional 30-some million dollars in funding, or 60, I can't remember, and the Joint Finance Committee did vote to send half of that, just about, to roads to upgrade I-94 near where Foxconn is being built. Mm-hmm. So there has been money that's been shifted to Foxconn publicly. So they're assuming that might be what's going on here. But there is no evidence to support that one way or the other.
So this is federal money that essentially passes through the DOT to state agencies. Is the federal government weighing in on this at all?
Yes. So this is funding through what's called the Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act. It's a four-year legislation that provides around $300 billion for urban. It's for transportation of all sorts. So this chunk we're talking about is specifically for more urban areas. That's a four-year period. Anyway, the Federal Highway Administration did send a press emailed response, and it said that they are aware of the issue, and they've clarified that the funds are available over the life of the program on their end. They said that the DOT is not required to distribute that money every year, but it is required to do so in a reasonable manner over the life of the funding. So that's all I got from the feds.
And you are talking to people at the Wisconsin County Highway Association. What are they planning to do to figure out where this money went?
Sure. So the Wisconsin County Highway Association is basically a lobby group for local highways and local roads. And they've worked with the DOT very closely for decades. I mean, about 100 years, they claim. So I spoke with the executive director, Dan Federle, and he said the bigger story here isn't about the numbers or about what happened to what. He said it's the lack of communication. He said it's in his 30 plus years of working as a consultant for state, county, you know, he's been in this world for a long time. He said that this lack of communication is absolutely unique. Those are his exact words. So he says that the County Highway Association has requested multiple meetings, and the DOT has not scheduled any. So
you could do a FOIA, could you not? Could we get this information?
There might be an open records request in order, yes. And the trouble with those, though, as far as trying to get the story out quickly,
right,
they can take months.
They can take months or years.
Fulfilled.
Yeah,
exactly.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he joins us from WPR's studio there. Rich, thanks for joining us. This is a fascinating story. We're going to keep up with this.
Same here. Thank you, Carrie.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.